Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with a high of 96. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies. Tonight, lows level off around 74. High of 98. Tomorrow, clear skies. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 86.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Fertilizer Institute over the weekend again urging Congress to take action to avoid a freight rail shutdown on September 16th. TFI sent a letter to congressional leaders pushing for an intervention to prevent stoppage from occurring. TFI President and CEO Corey Rosenbusch said a stoppage hasn't yet happened, but we're already feeling the negative effects of a non-resolution. Rail carriers announced Friday evening that shipments of fertilizer products like ammonia, which is a key fertilizer and building block for approximately three-fourths of all fertilizer, will start coming off rail networks this week. Rosenbusch contends the situation will get exponentially worse every day there is no resolution, saying if they can't reach an agreement, Congress must act to avoid an economic catastrophe that will only add to inflation and increase consumer pain. Congress can prevent rail workers from striking and has done so before. Back in 1986, President Reagan intervened in the strike of workers for the Maine Central Railway. Selling farmland via competitive bidding process is king right now. Year over year, the number of auctions handled by Farmers National Company up 50%, dollar volume up 75%. During the strong up move in land prices the past year, the best way to know in any given moment is what the market was willing to pay was to sell at some type of auction or competitive bidding. This included simulcast auctions, which is simultaneously online and the public outcry, well, traditional public outcry auctions online only and selling by written bids. Farmers continue to be active buyers, they say, of good farmland and purchase the larger share of what comes up for sale. Individual investors also enter the market when they see farmland meeting their investment needs. High land prices have prompted some landowners to sell and capture the current moment in the trend. September shaping up to continue to be an active auction season, which will slow during harvest. Post-harvest auction activity should be normal with a lot of attention being paid to the price trends. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are looking to hire new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL. Stop by either office in Marysville at 1194 Pony Express Highway or in Seneca at 1201 Baltimore to pick up an application. Again, Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are hiring new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. A man has been critically injured in a hit-and-run involving an ATV Saturday night. According to the Wichita Police Department, they received a call from the report of a hit-and-run near the intersection of South Burn Street and West 31st Street South on Saturday night. Police say a 23-year-old man driving an ATV southbound on Burn Street collided with a car driving westbound on 31st Street South. The driver of the ATV was taken in critical condition to a local hospital. Police say he is expected to survive. The driver of the car kept going. Investigation is ongoing. One person died in an accident just before 6 p.m. Saturday in Shawnee County. A 2015 Ford Taurus was westbound on Northwest 46th Street at Landon Road, north of Topeka. That's according to Deputy Abigail Christian. For some reason, the car traveled off the road to the south and caught on fire. The male driver, the only occupant, was pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities have not yet released the name of the driver or additional details. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buyout, a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
A Kansas woman died in an accident just after 8 p.m. Saturday in Johnson County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2016 Ford F-150 driven by David E. Nottingham, 75, of Olathe, was merging onto Interstate 435 from State Line Road. The pickup was unable to stop and struck a pedestrian identified as 27-year-old Regina N. Chapman, 27, of KCK, who was walking in the number 4 lane. Chapman was pronounced dead at the scene. Nottingham was not injured. Just after 2 p.m. Thursday, a resident called police and reported a suspicious object in the 2700 block of Durr Avenue, a residential neighborhood in Parsons. That's according to a media release from police. Officers that arrived on scene tested the device with an explosive field testing kit, and the result was a positive for explosive material. There were no injuries reported. Police encouraged the public with any information on this incident to contact them. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. In Dalton, Nebraska, a 35-minute evacuation delayed class for Layton High School students Friday morning. Layton High School principal Kevin Thomas said they evacuated all students and staff around 10:25 in the morning. Thomas said someone noticed the smell and the school evacuated as precaution. Thomas said Black Hills Energy technician came into the school to check out the smell. According to Thomas, the school's energy provider reported no natural gas leaks. Students and teachers were back in the classroom after about 35 minutes. The Nebraska State Patrol said that investigators arrested a Big Springs man in an investigation into a reported sexual assault of a child. The Nebraska State Patrol said the investigation began last week, and they received information about an employee of South Platte Public Schools in Big Springs who had inappropriate contact with a student. It was reported that on Thursday an arrest warrant was issued for 37-year-old Joel Foster of Big Springs as part of the investigation. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Con artists have many tricks for stealing your money, like sweepstakes scams and identity theft scams. The AARP Fraud Watch Network helps you spot and avoid those scams. And our scam tracking map shows you the latest scams in your area so you can protect yourself and your family. Visit online at aarp.org/fraudwatchmap to see what's being reported near you. And if you spot suspicious activity, let us know about it so we can warn others. Visit online aarp.org/fraudwatchmap. Paid for by AARP.
It can be challenging for U.S. farmers to make a profit in the grain markets. Reduce your risk exposure by purchasing professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed dealers. The members of the Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance invest 15% of their sales into product research and development to help farmers like you maximize their crop performance every year. Bringing new seed innovations requires time, extensive research, and farmer partnership, the kind of commitments the seed companies of SEPA are investing in. Thank you for buying new seed and supporting U.S. seed innovation. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week approved purchase of two buildings in Marysville, located adjacent to and immediately east of the former Health Department building on Broadway. The $88,000 acquisition will allow a larger space for a new health department that would not include a basement and would replace the former structure damaged by the June tornado. The buildings will all be demolished. Commissioners adopted the budget as published following a public hearing with no comments heard. The levy will decrease 1.5 mils to 45.563, which is just over a mil above the revenue neutral rate. Marshall County will host the Northeast Kansas Officials Meeting Friday, September 23rd, with some 100 attendees from 17 Kansas counties expected. Agency on Aging is seeking additional volunteers for Meals on Wheels delivery locally, and are considering adding a fifth route due to increased demand. Several residents were present at last week's meeting with Nemahal County Commissioners, noting the four-mile stretch on J Road between 120th Road and Highway 9 has been heavily traveled lately due to Highway 187 being closed. Some reported speeding down this portion of road. Dust makes it very hard to see. South Bridge on 187 should be opened back up by the end of September. The North Bridge will be opened back up a few weeks later. Commissioners will consider dust control meanwhile. A total $16,000 is available in matching funds for the 20 nonprofits participating in the Blue Rapids Circle of Giving Match Day through the Community Foundation. The annual Circle of Giving runs through Monday, September 19th, for donations online, mailed, or dropped off Monday at Community Center in Blue Rapids. A live event for accepting contributions will be from 8 until 3 on Monday at the Community Center. Blue Rapids Community Foundation will provide a prorated match on gifts ranging from $25 to $2,000 per organization. People can mail or drop off donations or make those online through midnight, September 19th. Online gifts can be made with a credit card at BlueRapidsMatchDay.com. Those donating to multiple funds are asked to use the donation form and make out one check payable to the foundation for the entire gift. Have those postmarked by September 19th. These can be mailed to 312 Alcove Drive at Blue Rapids or dropped off at the Community Center through 3 p.m. A donation form can be downloaded from BlueRapidsMatchDay.com or can be picked up Monday at the Community Center. A fatality accident was reported Tuesday evening west of Marysville on 7th Road, half mile south of Keystone. Jesse Kapp, age 43, of Marysville, was northbound, lost control on the bridge crossing Hop Creek. The vehicle exited the roadway near the northwest corner of the bridge and rolled, coming to rest on its top in the ditch approximately 50 feet from the bridge. Jesse Kapp of Marysville died at the scene as a result of the accident. Two juveniles were also in the vehicle at the time but suffered just minor injuries. Citing family reasons, Axtell School principal Alana Seddon resigned effective Friday. USD 113 school board last week accepted the resignation following executive session. She was a second-year administrator at Axtell. Stephen E. Hurt, age 68, of Waterville, passed away Wednesday. A funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Anders Feifley Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Stephen Hurt.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Continuing to stay dry, sunny, and warmer throughout the next couple of days before a large cold front moves through on Wednesday. Temperatures still sitting well above average today. Typically for this time of year, we can expect to see highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. Staying clear and very mild overnight tonight with our lows in the lower 60s and mid 70s. Another warm day throughout the day on Tuesday, staying sunny with our highs still in the upper 90s and lower 100s. And clear Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. A cold front will start to move through on Wednesday, bringing a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms and much cooler temperatures, with our highs ranging in the lower 70s and mid 90s throughout the day on Wednesday. Some showers may continue throughout Wednesday night as well, staying cloudy and chilly with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 60s. And temperatures will stay much cooler as we head into Thursday with our highs in the mid 60s and lower 80s. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-September 80, record high on this date, hit the century mark. The average low 56 and the record low 32. Sunset this evening at 7:30, sunrise in the morning at 7:12. Couple of rounds of showers on Saturday. We showed 60 hundredths overnight into Saturday morning and another 75 hundredths Saturday evening. We had some Peter Marble-sized hail here at the studios in Marysville. Golf ball-sized hail reported to the east of Marysville.
When it comes to garden vegetables, size does matter, but probably not in the way you think. Details next on the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Do you have photos on your phone or camera that you'd love to display, or pictures from vacations that would make beautiful artwork or gifts, but no time to print and frame them? With CanvasPrints.com, you can quickly and easily turn your photos into beautiful prints, perfect for every room of your home or office, and everyone on your gift list. At canvasprints.com, you get artist-quality custom canvas prints and gifts at an exceptional value, along with outstanding customer service, quick shipping, and a 100% money-back guarantee. And it's easy to create your perfect print. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Go to canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 to get 25% off your entire order of canvas prints, metal prints, wall displays, blankets, pillows, mugs, and much more. That's canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, September 19th, the 262nd day of the year. Late night host Jimmy Fallon shares a birthday with singer Trisha Yearwood. It's fun to read stories of giant pumpkins and world record vegetables, but it turns out that bigger is not always better. Experts say when the size and yield of vegetables increase, nutrient levels decline. Broccoli heads, for example, contain less calcium and magnesium as their size increases. And most crops have less nutrient density today than decades ago, even while yield is more than doubled. You would have had to eat 3 apples today, for instance, to get the same amount of iron from 1 apple grown in the 1940s. When it comes to quality produce, sometimes less is really more. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free e-newsletter at almanac.com.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else. Shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Kansas football is back on the map. Following a 48-30 victory over Houston in Houston on Saturday, junior quarterback Jalen Daniels took home the Walter Camp National Offensive Player of the Week honors following a 5-touchdown performance against the Cougars. Daniels passed for 158 yards and 3 touchdowns while adding 123 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns on the ground. Daniels has registered a quarterback rating of 97.5 through 3 games of play, during which the Jayhawks have averaged 53 points per game, a mark that is third best in the nation. And this Saturday in Lawrence, it's KU versus 3-0 Duke. Kansas State football lost its first game of the season on Saturday, falling to Tulane 17-10 at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. K-State has now completed its non-conference slate and will open conference play against Oklahoma next Saturday in Norman. Kickoff in Norman is set for 7 o'clock. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight.
And that affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News. On your side.
When it comes to your 2022 seed decisions, don't step over the line. Buy new, professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and dealers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance membership of 100 companies invest 15% of their sales into product research and development that can take 7 to 16 years, with total costs ranging from $1 million to $140 million for new genetics and or traits. SEPA thanks farmers for buying new seed that not only maximizes yield potential, but also funds the next great seed innovations for U.S. farmers. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
Emporia State football took down Missouri Western State 36-12 at Welch Stadium on Saturday, moving to 2-1 on the 2022 season. Emporia State will host Pittsburgh State at Welch Stadium next Saturday. Kickoff is set for 1 o'clock. Washburn football lost its first game of the season on Saturday afternoon, falling to Nebraska Kearney at Yeager Stadium 21-13. The Ichabods will be back in action at Missouri Western State University next Saturday. Kickoff is set for 6 o'clock. Rafael Devers had 4 hits and 3 RBIs, and the Boston Red Sox beat the Kansas City Royals 13-3. Tommy Pham added 3 hits and 3 RBIs, and Kiki Hernandez scored 4 times. Last place Boston had dropped 3 of 4, and 7 of 10 overall. Salvador Perez, though, hit a solo home run for Kansas City. and Vinny Pescantino and Drew Walters each had an RBI double. I'm Trace Talk, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night football, Marysville fell to Chapman 22-9. Wamego shut out Concordia 46-0, and Clay Center beat Abilene 58-14. In our Friday feature game, Osborne handled Hanover 54-8. Valley Heights fell to Troy 55-6. Frankfort shut out by Linden 50-0. Axtell beat Clifton Clyde in a battle of number ones 58-12. Washington County tripped Lynn 46-0. Centralia over Onega 48-6. Fall City Sacred Heart over Diller O'Dell 46-6. And Southern fell to Johnson County Central 38-12.
Hanover Wildcats dropped to 0-3 on the season with a 54-8 loss to the Osborne Bulldogs on Friday night in Hanover. Osborne jumped down to a 14-0 lead after one quarter. They led 34-0 at halftime. Hanover got their lone touchdown of the night on a 28-yard touchdown pass from Rankin Stahlbomber to Cameron Duneman. Duneman caught the two-point pass with 1:40 remaining in the third quarter to cut Osborne's lead to 40-8, but the Bulldogs would lead 48-8 after three quarters, and with 9:36 remaining in the fourth quarter, they got their final score of the night on a 16-yard touchdown run by Hunter Howell. As again, Osborne wins it 54-8, improving to 2-1 on the season. Hanover had 60 yards of total offense, 49 through the air, 11 on the ground. Rankin Stahlbomber went 4 of 12 for 39 yards and a touchdown pass again to Cameron Duneman, who had that one catch for 28 yards. Once again, Hanover dropping to 0-3. Osborne winning over Hanover in Hanover on Friday night, 54-8. Reporting for KNDY Sports, this is Dusty
Donis. Chapman Irish scored a homecoming victory, their first in three starts this season, defeating Marysville 22-9 on Friday. It was the Aiden Whitley show as the junior running back scampered well over 200 yards and all three touchdowns, scoring two of three conversions. Aiden Whitley on Chapman's first play from scrimmage with 4:42 to play in the first went 80 yards, adding the conversion for an early 8-0 lead. Scored again from 2 yards out with 3:26 to play in the half. They missed the conversion, led 14-0. Marysville's lone touchdown in the ball game was the 3-yard Rook Williams quarterback keeper with 1:05 left in the half. They missed the PAT, trailed 14-6 the intermission. Settled for a Jack Lauer field goal with 8:05 to play in the third and pulled within 5, 14-9. But Chapman would add an Aiden Whitley 15-yard score early in the fourth. 10:45 remains, and with the conversion, the final Chapman 22, Marysville 9. Bulldogs winless in three starts, back home hosting Concordia Friday. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierkin.
The LA League sports are back, and so is the TBL Spotlight. Spotlight is your source for everything happening in one of the best leagues in the state of Kansas. For interviews with players and coaches, game recaps, and special segments like Wayback Wednesday, where we talk to some of the past athletes of the TBL, check out the TBL Spotlight online at tblspotlight.com or on the podcast page at sunflowerstateradio.com.
Butterflies and finches love them, but most gardeners spend hours removing prickly thistles from the garden. But there are a few thistle-like plants you may actually want to add to your garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You'll enjoy the long-blooming, 2-inch round blue flowers of globe thistle in the garden or a bouquet. The flowers remain blue even after drying. This salt-tolerant, pollinator-friendly plant was popular during the Victorian era. The steely blue flowers and drought tolerance of sea hollies make them a welcome addition to the summer garden. Grow in full sun and provide adequate drainage for greatest success. The reseeding biennial, Miss Wilmot's Ghost, was named for an eccentric, rather prickly English gardener. She secretly dropped seeds of this ghostly white prickly plant in her neighbor's yard that appeared after her death. It's the pale blue cones and wide gray bracts that give it the ghostly glow. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Every year, hundreds of people die on Kansas roads. Be aware of your surroundings. Read all traffic signs. Always wear your seatbelt. Keep your eyes on the road. Every child needs to be properly restrained. Slow down. These simple steps can help save your life. A message from the Kansas Department of Transportation and this station.
Just about every day, there are people driving to this small town to get their picture taken. It's not the photographer that's famous, but rather the backdrop. And to get your picture just right, you'll probably come here and put on some different clothes as well. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Grant Wood's American Gothic, the painting of the farm couple holding a pitchfork in front of a small white house, is the second most recognized painting in the world after the Mona Lisa. The portrait didn't even win first place when it debuted.
He entered the work into an art contest in 1930, and it was in Chicago, and the art contest was at the Art Institute of Chicago. And he got third place for the painting, and even though it was third place, all the reporters that were at this contest talked about his painting over the first and second place paintings.
Holly Berg shares the story from the American Gothic House in Eldon, Iowa. She says the home that served as a backdrop has become quite famous itself.
The house was in private hands until 1991, and it was donated to the State Historical Society at that time. So they've owned it since then, and now they rent it out.
Yes, the house is still a house with tenants, and they usually don't mind if you walk into their front yard.
It's not, you know, in a large city where there'd be tons of people looking for a place to rent. If you live there, obviously, you're going to have pictures of the front of your house taken all day long, all year long. So, you know, you gotta be the right person to want to live there.
Of course, it's a place where visitors usually want to place themselves into the famous backdrop.
When they come, one of the things that we offer is costumes that you can put on over your clothes to take your picture in front of the house. And we can help pose you. We have pitchforks and even the glasses to make it look like the painting. And it's all free. The museum's free to visit, and all the costumes are free.
It's a famous portrait that still comes to life in this small farm community. Traveling the countryside in Eldon, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a public auction of household and miscellaneous items for Doris and Bob Wright Saturday, September 24th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. in Beatty at 705 Oak Street. Selling a 1957 Packard Clipper four-door V8. Selling several guns. Appliances include a 22 cubic foot side-by-side refrigerator, washer and dryer pair, 15-foot chest freezer, an upright freezer, 14-foot refrigerator, apartment-size gas oven and stove. Furniture includes a modern oak oval dining table with twin swivel rocker chairs, dinette set with six chairs, buffet, chest of drawers, several beds, and lazy boy recliners. Household items, other miscellaneous includes a 1954 Singer Featherweight portable sewing machine in the box, some tools and collectibles. This household and miscellaneous auction for Doris and Bob Wright, Saturday, September 24th, begins at 10 a.m. at 705 Oak Street in Beatty. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Planning a new or renovated pasture? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The performance of grazing animals heavily depends on the nutritional value of the forages they consume as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Welcome back to Dear John, sponsored by John Deere. Let's go to a caller. Kevin.
Oh, hey, John, big fan. I was wondering if I could give a quick shout-out.
Absolutely, my man.
If you're listening, dear, just know how much I appreciate you stepping up this harvest. I've been at my best thanks to you. I love you.
Aw, what's this lucky lady's name?
Oh, sorry. I was talking to my new S-Series Combine. That thing is awesome.
John Deere's Harvest Tech helps you be your best you. Visit a dealer or johndeere.com/gainground to upgrade.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Making good decisions as to what forage species to plant in a given field is a requirement for success. You want the best nutrition for grazing animals while making sure the crop is suited to your land. Dr. Gary Lacefield is a retired extension forage specialist at the University of Kentucky. He says there are several reasons why you need to know what will grow best on your farm. The first is economic. Most of us are in the habit of looking for the lowest price and not thinking about long-term consequences. He says the potential for higher returns with better varieties is immense.
So I want to make sure that I get something that's adapted, something that's resistant to as many diseases and insects and pests that might come along, and then also something that's persistent. I'd like to seed it and have it grow for several different years, and it would be productive over those years, and I could make money with it.
He also recommends incorporating legumes because they complement the grasses well.
Legumes, first of all, have a very unique ability to take nitrogen from the air that you and I are breathing and convert that into a nitrogen-based compound, a protein, or animals can use that. Our legumes are usually higher in quality. Oftentimes, our legumes can help lengthen the growing season, or a deep-rooted legume can help us during the summer drought period with like a fescue or an orchard grass.
Fertilizing and liming as needed will help ensure good yields, improve forage quality, reduce weed problems, and lengthen stand life. Your local extension office conducts variety field trials and can give you advice on choosing the best forages for your program. Find more tips on forage planning at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Thank you. You know, the word budget sounds a lot like diet. It sounds pretty rigid and not much fun. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, I prefer the term spending strategy. It's much more positive, and it's a great step to being a good steward of the resources God has provided. So what goes in a spending strategy? Well, of course, there's the necessities like food and housing, car payment, other fixed expenses. And you want to have a space for a little fun money, too. Then there's what you should spend on savings. Take some of what you're making today and save it for the future. And last but certainly not least is what you want to share with others. This is your generosity spending. If you're not sure what should go in each category, find a financial professional who understands how your finances and your faith are connected. If budget sounds intimidating, think of it instead as a spending strategy and get to work on one today. You'll find more financial clarity that way and more meaning and gratitude in life too.
As we kick off National Farm Safety and Health Week, it gets personal. Today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Connect your entire farm with Ag Leader. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. Today, I'm going to do two things I rarely do on this program. One is to share some of my personal experience growing up on a farm. And two, I'm going to break character and advocate for keeping yourself and your kids safer on the farm. I worked on my family's farm until I was 19. Now, many years later, I realize how many times I could have been injured or killed doing that work. When you have to slide down off the seat of a tractor to press the clutch pedal, that's too young to be driving it. None of our tractors had rollover protection. Or when you find out years later that you never should have stepped over a rotating power takeoff shaft. My chronic lower back pain today is connected with various tasks on the farm from 50 years ago. When I think of all the near misses I had as a kid, I'm thankful that farm parents today are much more conscientious about child safety. Still, on average, a child dies every 3 days on a farm in the United States, and many more are injured. I urge you to do whatever it takes to ensure your children stay safe and healthy. There are lots of resources available with advice and suggestions for making the farm kid-friendly. Your children will thank you for it, and so do I. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
KNDY.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, as Congress prepares for the next Farm Bill of 2023, the National Association of Wheat Growers is out there with their priorities for the 2023 edition as well. As Jake Westland with NOG says that their top priority remains the protection of crop insurance, making sure that the critical risk management tool is available for growers.
You know, when growers are planting out there, you have Mother Nature to deal with. So you have to have that sort of assurance in the back of your mind. So we don't want to see any further cuts to the program, because there's always those efforts made on a year-to-year basis as part of the budget appropriations process. But continue to protect that is one of our most important priorities for growers to deliver that.
He goes on to point out that these programs help U.S. Wheat Associates and others to continue to find and develop their trade opportunities.
That program has been there for a long time. However, the funds have been pretty stagnant, and there have been more cooperatives added to it throughout the years. So kind of thinking about it as a piece of pie, right? The pie has remained the same, but there are more slices that have been cut into that pie. So we need to kind of grow that pie so that those dollars that have significant return on investment can continue to be used adequately to help grow our market export opportunities. opportunities overseas.
The Farm Bill did get a late start on discussion this year, as many in both the House and the Senate have slowly started to discuss the Farm Bill of 2023 and have done their tour around the country getting input as well on some of the priorities for the Farm Bill for 2023, as now they start to take the issue a little bit more serious. On the front of NOG for their 2023 Farm Bill priorities, they also include support of voluntary conservation programs, along with increasing the reference price for wheat in Title I. Another discussion that has been regarding the U.S. Farm Bill of 2023 has been, of course, the crop insurance, along with environmental issues that go on in the agricultural industry. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up in intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cape First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cape Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cape First Alert, your weather authority. Cape News, on your side.
Con artists have many tricks for stealing your money, like sweepstakes scams and identity theft scams. The AARP Fraud Watch Network helps you spot and avoid those scams. And our scam tracking map shows you the latest scams in your area so you can protect yourself and your family. Visit online at aarp.org/fraudwatchmap to see what's being reported near you. And if you spot suspicious activity, let us know about it so we can warn others. Visit online aarp.org/fraudwatchmap. Paid for by
Third Road Ag Sales. Have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey, producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A new executive order from President Biden calls on departments and agencies to take steps to increase the use of bio-based products and identify barriers to ag biotechnology. Among other things, the order gives USDA, FDA, and EPA 180 days to identify areas of ambiguity, gaps, or uncertainties in the federal regulatory system for biotech. The order says the complexity of the system can be confusing and create challenges for businesses to navigate, and within 280 days, the agencies are required to submit a plan for implementing reforms, including identifying regulations and guidance documents that need to be updated, streamlined, or clarified. Separately, the order requires USDA to write a report on ways to use biotechnology and biomanufacturing for food and agricultural innovation. That includes for improving land conservation, increasing crop yields, and protecting against plant and animal pests and diseases. The order also seeks to increase the government's use of bio-based products by requiring agencies to train staff on purchasing those goods. A bulk of the money has been distributed under the Emergency Relief Program. That leaves USDA employees with the job of sorting through some of the more complicated applications that are yet to come. Speaking to the Farmers Union yesterday in D.C., Secretary Vilsack said pre-filing ERP applications with crop insurance and data for producers who suffered natural disaster losses in 21 and 22 ended up saving about 1 million hours of staff time and 1 million hours of farmer time. That allows us to get the payments out in record time, he said. So far, $7 billion of the program's $10 billion has been distributed. Now the department is faced with more daunting task of doling out relief producers who were not covered already. He said specifically those that participated in stacks. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
During Farm Safety and Health Week, Fairbury Livestock Company reminds everyone to invest in the health and safety of those who work so hard to provide the abundant supply of food, fiber, fuel, and so much more to our communities. From Fairbury Livestock Company, come check out our cattle sales on Tuesdays.
Planning a new or renovated pasture? Praising animal performance heavily depends on the nutritional value of the forages they consume. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture. Welcome back to Dear John, sponsored by John Deere. Let's go to a caller. Kevin.
Oh, hey, John, big fan. I was wondering if I could give a quick shout-out.
Absolutely, my man.
If you're listening, dear, just know how much I appreciate you stepping up this harvest. I've been at my best thanks to you. I love you.
Aw, what's this lucky lady's name?
Oh, sorry, I was talking to my new S-Series Combine. That thing is awesome.
John Deere's Harvest Tech helps you be your best you. Visit a dealer or johndeere.com/gainground to upgrade.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning, I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my combine, I look down at my BKT AgriMax Terrace tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable every season, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them.
True problems, true solutions. BKT tires, the farmer's choice.
Decisions as to what forage species to plant in a given field is a requirement for success. You want the best nutrition for grazing animals while making sure the crop is suited to your land. Dr. Gary Lacefield is a retired extension forage specialist at the University of Kentucky. He says there are several reasons why you need to know what will grow best on your farm. The first is economic. Most of us are in the habit of looking for the lowest price and not thinking about long-term consequences. He says the potential for higher returns with better varieties is immense.
So I want to make sure that I get something that's adapted, something that's resistant to as many diseases and insects and pests that might come along, and then also something that's persistent. I'd like to seed it and have it grow for several different years, and it would be productive over those years, and I could make money with it.
He also recommends incorporating legumes because they complement the grasses well.
Legumes, first of all, have a very unique ability to take nitrogen from the air that you and I are breathing and convert that into a nitrogen-based compound, a protein. Our animals can use that. Our legumes are usually higher in quality. Oftentimes, our legumes can help lengthen the growing season, or a deep-rooted legume can help us during the summer drought period with like a fescue or an orchard grass.
Fertilizing and liming as needed will help ensure good yields, improve forage quality, reduce weed problems, and lengthen stand life. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips on forage planning at agriculture.com.
In the market for a new pickup, the Nordis Motor Company has a 2022 Silverado 1500 custom four-door four-wheel drive. $1,500 off manufacturer's suggested list. And a 22 Silverado 1500 LTZ71. It's a four-door, four-wheel drive. $2,000 off manufacturer's suggested price. At the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. All right, here's what we're looking at right now for corn for December. Down 2 3/4 at 674.5. March corn down 3 currently at 680. When we take a look at wheat on this Monday afternoon, December wheat down 30 currently at 8:30 even. March wheat down 29 at 8:46 3/4. When we take a look at oats, December oats plus 5 1/4 currently at 4:01 1/4. Oats for March up 2.5 at 4:02 1/2. Soybeans for November up 10 3/4 at 14:59 1/4. Soybeans for January up 10 1/4 at 14:65 1/2. Currently, the dollar is up 30 cents at 110.04 1/2. The dollar index for December down 3 cents right now at 109.47. Taking a look at the stock market, the Dow Jones right now down 12 at 30,910. S&P down 4, trading at 3,886. NASDAQ currently down 18, trading at 11,915. Oil right now plus 40 cents at $85.51. Gold for October down $5 at $16.67.80. Gold for December down $5.20 at $16.78.30. Silver right now for December, minus 2 cents at 19.36. March silver down 1.5 cents at 19.51. And that'll do it for this edition of the Market Report on the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
If you
were too busy celebrating this past weekend and missed Rusty Eck Ford's Labor Day sales event, don't worry. You can still put Rusty Eck Ford to work for you. We've extended our Labor Day sales event for one more week. Let us show you how easy buying your next vehicle should be. Choose from over 300 available new and pre-owned vehicles, all with Labor Day pricing. And at Rusty Eck Ford, you won't pay random dealer markup over MSRP. Buy your new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford at MSRP, and you get the Ford rebates. Plus, you can give yourself a break and make no payments up to January 2023. And you can take advantage of special financing offers as low as 0.99% APR. Put Rusty Eck Ford to work for you during our extended Labor Day sales event now through September 12th. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty Eck Ford at RustyEckFord.com. Prices plus tax and fees, all Ford rebates and dealer. Exclusive Raptor, Bronco, GT500, 0.98% APR available on select newly certified pre-owned Fords for a limited term. Payment deferral of up to $500 per month. Interest reduced from the date of purchase. All offers with approved credit expire.
Washington County Public Works is hiring a shop foreman, diesel mechanic, and two truck drivers. Starting wage for the shop foreman, diesel mechanic, $18.90 per hour. Truck driver, starting wage, $16.13 per hour. Both positions could be hired with experience. Both must have a Class A commercial driver's license with air brake and tank endorsement. Employer-paid life insurance with competitive health and dental insurance. Position open until filled. Contact Washington Public Works at 785-325-2318.
On Thursday, September 29th, Kansas State University's Beef Unit will host their 23rd annual Stalker Field Day. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. K-State beef cattle nutritionist Dale Blossy joins us to share what they have in store for Field Day attendees and give us a rundown on the university's Beef Stalker Unit.
Initially, when we started programming specifically in the stalker and backgrounding areas, we initiated with a conference, if you will, at a local Manhattan hotel where we ran a full-day conference in the confines of a hotel conference area. And eventually, with the development of the Beef Stalker Unit in 2003, we were able to transition it over to the KSU Beef Stalker Unit, where it is today. And coincidentally, the Stalker Unit was the site of the first research looking at the use of burning. And so we have a lot of history there, and I tip my hat to the wisdom of the folks that come before me back in the late 1940s that actually made the purchase of the property. And so we're going to continue that spirit of work to help our Kansas industry for sure.
Dale goes on to explain the opportunities that the Stalker Unit offers to students.
The unit is only located about 5 miles from campus, so that really affords the instructors, the teachers, to conduct course sessions out there and allow the students to attend without impacting the ability of the students to get back here on campus. So it really facilitates that, being so close in proximity to K-State. During fall and spring semesters, we typically have upwards of 6 undergraduate students who spend anywhere from 10 to 20 hours per week at the unit. It provides them a good learning opportunity to learn about the day-to-day activities.
Dale shares this year's Stalker Field Day emphasis topic and who the industry professional speakers will be.
In this particular year, I pulled together a panel consisting of folks that are working in areas surrounding transportation. Kansas is a black hole, if you will, for pulling cattle in from all corners of our country for our dominant cattle feeding industry and certainly our cattle processing. And so we pulled together a group of folks, Mr. Jeff George from Finney County Feed Yards, Aaliyah Hilker Heiss, CEO of Hilker Trucking out of Cimarron, Kansas. Jara Settles is a lead counsel for the Livestock Marketing Association. And then Margaret Ann Smith, an alumnus of the Animal Sciences Department at K-State, has developed a very reputable cattle purchasing company, Southlex Cattle Company, out of Glasgow, Virginia. And then finally, an opportunity for folks to ask questions by Wes Ishmael. He is now the executive editor for the Hereford World. Wes just does a marvelous job interacting with panel participants, and I'm sure the attendees will really enjoy the outcome of what is discussed during this period of the program.
That was K-State beef cattle nutritionist Dale Blossy speaking on the university's Stalker Unit and giving us a preview of K-State Stalker Field Day on September 29th. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231AX Marysville.